Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss Wendy's versus Katy Perry, J.D. Vance killing the Pope, the creator of the Apple Dance versus Roblox, and the new voting rule that will change the Oscars forever. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts, and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Oh my god, we're late! We're late for a very important upload! Just kidding. Only if you listen the moment it's supposed to go live, that you will know that it's late. If you listen at your own leisure, then here we are right on time. Hello.
Will you tell the people why?
Well, I went to Coachella and I couldn't get back in time for when we normally record. And okay.
I just wanted that for the record because I was going to post it, but I didn't want it to seem like I was shading.
I need everyone to know it was all my fault. And if anything, we blame music. Who do we blame specifically?
Music makes the people come together.
Yes, and I did come together with all the people. I was there. Corey.
Did you witness the great mic mess up of 2025?
For who?
Lady Gaga.
Yeah, yes. And honestly, I missed that. Like, I was just kind of like, it didn't hit me that was a thing that happened, to be honest. I was just boogieing.
I have been to Coachella once, and they had mic issues at multiple sets that I was at when we went in 2019 or 2018, whatever year that was. What's with the mic issues,
I don't
Coachella?
Know. I don't know. But I feel like as I heard about the mic issues, I thought, well, that seems like very complicated technology. And there's a lot of different frequencies for a lot of different wireless things happening. Like, I don't blame anybody, you know? Technology is technology, and sometimes the frequency.
Well, she tweeted, at least you know I'm singing live.
We all know, girl. I feel like she says it all the time. We know.
So there I was, seated mm-hmm. at 11:10 p.m. Friday night on the sofa, ready to watch a little bit from my own home because, you know, YouTube streaming and whatever. And I was like, I'm never going to be able to stay up for this whole set. It's way past my bedtime. But there they are, zooming in, and she's like coming out. And all I can see is like rows and rows of people just standing with their phones up.
Yeah. There was one sign I saw a couple times throughout the weekend. Somebody had a sign that they were holding up toward the crowd from the front of the crowd that said, put your phones down and dance. And literally, I thought, thank you, thank you, thank you. Because I saw the effect as everyone started putting their phones down. Every time I saw that sign, I'm like, thank you. Like that, I understand wanting to document. I understand feeling like you want your own memories. But we live in a time where if you really want to access the memory that you had of seeing Gaga at Coachella, the live stream is available for viewing. And it's way better than anything that you can record. I didn't record anything because I figured if I ever want to see any set that I was at, it's so Googleable. Sorry, it is.
Yeah, I mean, that's a hill I'll die on. I just, all phones should be locked up at concerts.
But I get it. I was
come
there.
Get it out of your plastic bag later.
I used to do full Instagram highlights, you know, like a shelf highlight of my 700 stories from Coachella 2019 or whatever, and I would have it as a saved highlight, and it's like, this year I don't think I posted once that I was there, and it was nice because I was kind of present. Hello?
You ever watching people's highlights?
Yeah.
Are Instagram highlights for the people or for the person who made it?
Both. For me, it feels like a nice little, oh, if I ever need to go find a story or a piece of memory, or if I want to have a catalog of certain memories. So like, you know, here's all the times I ever looked hot.
I was just thinking that. While you were talking, I was thinking, you know what? I would do a funny highlight.
Okay.
Me hot.
Sure. Sure.
It's one picture.
I feel like I used to have a ranking highlight. So anytime I would post like a tier ranking, I would add it to that highlight so you could see all of them right there.
Dang.
Yeah.
I've just never been into highlights, just frosted tips.
Okay, girl, mama. And how do you feel about buzzed heads?
Hey.
Hey.
I'm not talking about your hair.
Well, I'm as free as my hair. I'm not done talking about Coachella. So I saw Charlie XCX, Brat Summer is over.
I'll ask you a question.
Okay. Go on.
Just give me your top three sets.
Polo and Pan. Catriol and Poco, how do I say it? Catriol and Paco Amoroso.
Okay.
Were incredible. Star power, star quality. I've loved the album, and so I was looking forward to seeing them. I don't speak Spanish, so I had no clue what the hell was going on, but I was boogieing, and it was major. Polo and Pan, if you ever see them on a lineup, you have to go. It was whimsical, magical, fairy, like prancing through the woods with thousands of other fairies. The energy was like we were in a bog and we had wings. Okay, it was everything. And then Charlie was good. Charlie was good. But I think for the production quality alone, Gaga was in my top three because baby, it was a show. Charlie was on stage alone, and so like I wanted to be like, come on, give me some.
Well,
I mean, she had a little glass, a stemmed glass with a Aperol spritz, and she just was walking around.
Gaga got that Nurtec ODT money.
She can afford
a presentation. She can afford a slage.
I know. You're right. You're right. And she did. And it was kind of major. You know what? Marina of And the Diamonds. But the diamonds are gone. And she's just Marina now.
Diamonds are forever.
Well, diamonds are forever, but Marina's just Marina now. She was looking like a Grecian goddess, and the vocals were there. She sang all the hits, all the new songs that I'm loving. I was like, yeah, this is a star. She's really the moment.
Did she do fruit?
Fruit! Yes, she did. Yeah, and the fruit was familiar. And I liked it, and I loved it, and she did Cantissimo, and it was incredible. I was very impressed with her. But yeah, the best was Polo and Pan. You have to see. I was boogie woogieing. It was a moment.
Speaking, are you done? Speaking of Charlie XCX, did you hear the girl who made the Apple dance sued Roblox?
I did. And do you even know what Roblox is?
Kids these days love squares.
Okay,
cubes.
Let's talk about it. I did see the Minecraft movie.
Kids these days nowadays, everything's a cube. Are Roblox cubes?
When they make gum into a cube.
No.
I like it. I like it.
I fell for that trap. I saw my good sis Extra. Extra's the only gum I buy. Shout out to Extra. I saw they had their new little container with cubes. I bought it, and it just doesn't last as long as the sticks. There. I said it.
And you know what? You have a right to say it.
And the chew consistency, it gets tough sooner.
You know,
a stick of Extra would never betray you.
The apple dancing woman. So she, okay, so let's just take a step back. So you heard a song and you made a little dance and it's cute and we like it and I support and it's your creation. And I like that she's gotten credit throughout the entire, you know, Brat summer. Like she got to be the apple girl. Oh, you know who was the apple girl at mine? Bowen Yang.
At your Coachella?
At Coachella at weekend two. It was.
There was a Coachella. There was an apple girl at Coachella?
Yes. Bowen.
Who was weekend one?
I don't know.
Did they bring him on stage?
No, they showed him in the crowd. He was front row. You know who they brought out on stage? Oh, and I don't want to be mean, so maybe I shouldn't. You know what? I won't be mean, so I won't.
Well, this sounds mean. The only person I know they brought out on stage was Troy.
No, he was weekend one. Oh. Anyway. Yes.
I'm Googling. Audience, please hold while I Google.
I wanna be supportive and kind. And so
Addison Rae, Charlie XCX brought out Addison Rae.
And it was so.
I'm learning here. Addison Rae is British? No.
I don't know.
Charlie's British.
Find the words, mama.
Okay.
So back to the Apple Dance versus the Roblox. So Roblox has, you can do the Apple Dance in the game, I guess, in Dress to Impress, probably. And so,
yeah, it's like I've been seeing a lot of Sabrina Carpenter's doing the please, please, please dance in that game you like, that shoot 'em up game you love.
Shoot 'em up. Oh, Fortnite.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
Fortnite paid for the rights for the Apple Dance. And so, like, there's a precedent so that if you are showing intellectual property, and I guess choreography is that. Then you gotta pay. And so Roblox is the biggest game in the world right now, or at least up there. So like they got the money.
Well, supposedly they had like pitched striking a deal and paying her and then just went forward without all that.
They hadn't finalized it in time.
I guess those blockheads. Hey football head.
No.
Did football head walk so blockhead could run?
No, footballs are not square shaped.
Anyways, what do you think about Jelly Roll shitting his pants while performing?
It could happen to you.
Great. Awesome. I agree.
No, hold on. Hey, I'm not done with Jelly Roll.
Well, that's all I had to say because all I did was read the headline. I didn't click into the article.
When we're talking, well, who was it who maybe had a little bit of a is this a false memory? Somebody was performing and maybe either tanner, fake tanning oil or something.
Christina Aguilera at what's her name's funeral, Etta James's funeral, had spray tan leaking down her inner thigh and people thought it was blood.
You don't have to whisper blood. We've all got it.
People.com. Jelly Roll admits during the Jennifer Hudson show that he once pooped his pants while performing. Oh, wait. No, he... What?
Corey, tell me.
I can't tell if he pooped his pants while performing at the Jennifer Hudson show or if he told the story about pooping his pants while performing at the Jennifer Hudson show. I would prefer it if he pooped his pants while performing at the Jennifer Hudson show.
What's the show where they...
Speaking of the show,
no.
Have you seen the Jennifer Hudson show where they make them walk down the aisle?
Yes, that's what I was about to ask. So this is the Jennifer Hudson show.
That makes me...
The tradition of rounding the corner and having the humiliation ritual of of proceeding through the cheering crowd of chanters with a personalized, specialized song about you. Oh my God. I saw somebody who said, that sounds terrible to me, so I'm going to like, I don't want to do it.
Sprint.
Yes, yes. And so they did. And they just applauded for him. They didn't do anything scary.
I see these come across my TikTok from time to time. I had thought they were all fun and endearing and that people were enjoying themselves. Then I saw Anthony walk down and boy, did he look all kinds of uncomfortable.
It's not for everyone. In the same way people don't want happy birthdays to be sang to them sometimes.
Me.
Yeah. So like, and then there's also a camera following you and your reaction and yes. your dancing and it's yes. like, you have to be everything and you can't, it's too much.
You have to be on.
Well, sorry. If you're going on a talk show, you better be on. When I was on Ellen, I was on in the dressing room because I didn't know if there was going to be a scary surprise anywhere. I don't know where a camera is. I didn't know if somebody's going to be hiding in the bathroom, hiding in the couch, hiding in the whatever. She does that shit.
I would have just rolled down the aisle at the Jennifer Hudson show, like the tumble, like when Crystal, what's her face? It was a tumbleweed.
I'm sorry.
On this season of Drag Race.
Do you mean Miss Congeniality? Crystal Envy?
You a real righty, Roo. Did she sing that whole song thinking the lyrics were righty real?
No, she was just trying to say something real quick while she was leaving.
Or did her saying mighty real RuPaul make her say righty real RuPaul?
Right, you're righty mighty. I'm righty real mighty real.
You do make me feel righty RuPaul.
It was borderline giving me cue. And I think RuPaul took it a little bit as cue. This is my real hair. It was giving a little bit. I don't know. I think Rue kind of felt it was, I don't know.
Yeah, well, that's why she asked her if she liked mayonnaise.
Oh, but no, I think she said that because she said something about mayo when she said it. Mayo, real mayo.
I
think the mayo call out was racially motivated?
I like to picture Crystal Envy. Is that it? Singing the entire lip sync, singing righty real instead of mighty real.
I don't think about that. So
you make me feel righty real, RuPaul.
I love that song, though. It's a classic and a good lip sync song. Was Abracadabra a good lip sync song for you?
You want to go there?
I'm ready to go there. Are you ready to go there, Ma?
I thought it was a good lip sync song. I'm happy Anya won. I get the discourse after the finale of people being all, well, Jules won the lip sync. But I'm like, we moved away from the lip sync being what determines the winner ages ago.
Yeah, I think I'm at the place where the lip sync is always your final chance to prove. Whether that's final chance to prove you should still be in the competition for an elimination or your final chance to prove that you should win the whole thing. It should be your cherry on top of let me get one last convincing for RuPaul. And that can push people over the edge and keep them or make them win, but it doesn't guarantee. I think we're past the dialogue and the discourse. Unfortunately, we will always have the dialogue and the discourse because people want certain people to win. Let me just say, I was happy with the final four. Like the final four was likable and pleasant enough and talented. And I could see them all being really successful post Drag Race. So like I was ready for anything and ready to be pleased by anything. Of course, I was rooting for Anya, as we've said. And I was happy with Anya winning because I'm like, you know what? She is next level star. Like she has presence and the ability to be on a guest star on anything. the ability to to do performance wise anything. And I think, yeah, she's ready for whatever she wants to do.
Yeah, it's just the subtle hint that they were moving in the direction of just picking whoever Rue wanted to win was when they started doing solo performances of original songs instead of like the lip sync SmackDown showdowns that we used to see in a Final Four. So for anyone to say Jules won the lip sync, sure, she did. But Anya destroyed the season. Why should winning one lip sync at the end give you the crown? I don't think it should.
Well,
I'm happy for Jules. I agree. I think all four of those girls could go on in All Stars and do very well. But for me, it was Anya's season.
I did love the Liza Minnelli tribute. I'm obsessed with any time they do the Giving Us Lifetime Achievement Awards. That is so cute and special and precious. And the opportunity to spend some time educating younger people about people that are like legendary in our community and who have always been like a part of our community, and also to give them their flowers while they're still with us, I think is like certainly how Liza felt when she saw an entire room of people celebrating her. How special. And like, I don't know, like that's got to be so wonderful for her. And so I loved it.
I definitely agree. I like that part of the show that they've added. I do wonder what can be done differently to make the finale more exciting, because I don't know, doing it feels so low stakes watching them all do an individual performance followed by like a sit down interview, like all building up to like one lip sync battle in 90 minutes. It felt slow. And I think it also, like, them filming the finale on the actual main stage of the set instead of whatever venue they usually rent also made it feel much smaller and less important.
Bring
They got budget cuts or what?
Bring back queens in the audience. I'm so sorry. You have hundreds of queens. They certainly want to be there. Get them in there. And whereas like, Pork Chop, like, that to me is, it's wonderful to see an entire crowd of queens welcoming the next generation into the community of queens, because it is like a big, huge sorority. It's a big, huge like family. It's like, I would much rather see that than people I don't know in the audience. No offense to these people that right. were there,
I guess if you're going to do a smaller set like they did this year, at least fill it with more recognizable faces. And it's like, yeah, I think of the so many times where we got good reaction gifs from former queens in the audience, like Mo Hart reacting to Asia O'Hara's butterfly scene. Like,
maybe
it builds
about
to the show.
Maybe it's about like wanting to not have spoilers, but we have found that there will always be spoilers. It will always be leaked to Reddit who's the final two, what the lip sync song is. I had to try so hard to avoid spoilers, and I still saw spoilers of like elimination order. I feel like this season was the worst it's ever been online, and I am avoiding the internet. Like, I am trying to avoid the internet for spoilers, but it's people spoiling things that have not even aired yet. And so I'm like, it's, I don't know. It's a little uncouth to me.
Yeah, I saw that it was Abracadabra, but luckily I did not know who the final two were. But even then, it's like we live in a world where both outcomes were filmed. So,
baby, we do live in that world. We do.
You know what world we also live in?
The world that is turning on Miss Katy Perry?
The world where J.D. Vance killed the Pope.
Oh, okay. Well, okay, yes.
But I do want to talk about space.
Let's talk about space, because the Pope's in space now. Well, he's always been in space. Let's talk about that.
Do you think Blue Origin, real or hoax?
Ooh.
I think this is eligible for scam of the year, mama.
Oh, you really think it didn't even happen? Certainly there's footage of them blasting off.
It was all footage from the Blue Origin people themselves.
Mm.
I just want to know why they opened the door and then why Mr. Jeff Bezos had to pretend he was unlocking the door after we all saw them open the door. Did you see that?
So they opened the door and then they shut it again so that Jeff could open the door.
Yes, they opened the door a crack. This woman ran over, said, close the door. It was all being streamed. And then Jeff Bezos walked over with a giant Allen wrench and pretended to unlock the door from the outside.
Because everything is theater, mama. Hello?
I just like...
So you think the spaceship up in space was theater too? I don't know. Gail seemed genuinely scared. You think she was acting when she was stressed?
I think she was worried that it was going to come out that it was fake, and she was worried she was going to be complicit.
I don't know. I think they're prepping us. They're prepping us either way. The intention is to prep us for space tourism for the rich.
Right. I was going to say, maybe it was all real, but at the end of the day, if it was just a commercial for them to be able to sell this experience to people for an absurd amount of money.
I didn't wish for it to explode. I didn't wish for them to die. I did think, honey, did you not see the submersible? This is giving submersible billionaires wanting to do something stupid and dangerous and then learning their lesson a little too late. It was like, history's about to repeat. Get down from there.
Yeah, I just like, what makes me think it was just such a commercial was it's like, you're up there, you go that high, and you're up there for 12 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever it was, and you're not glued to the seat. Like, you're not glued to your seat watching out the window. Instead, you're floating around and taking selfies and releasing your concert track list with a daisy.
Releasing your concert track list while in space could have been an email, could have been a newsletter blast, could have been an Instagram story. I'm not sure if millions and millions and millions of dollars had to be spent for 11 minutes of people doing a little tour promo slash
I also
women's
no way,
power.
Like,
do it on Earth.
There's no way any of them paid that money. Jeff paid that money for them.
I know. I'm just saying millions of dollars were spent. I think that they didn't spend it.
People being like, oh, Miss Katie dropped $11 million. There's no world in which she paid for that. Jeff covered that bill.
Yeah, no. And as part of it, I'm sure there was contractual obligations of doing press about
of releasing your track list in space.
It felt a little... poor Katy Perry. And I don't say that lightly. It's like she continues to be unable to do the right thing.
There's no right thing for her to do. People at this point are piling on to pile on.
I do agree with people that.
It's low hanging fruit. People are using the same tired jokes they've been using for years. People are still bringing up facts about things that they haven't even taken the time to Google themselves. Facts and quotes there.
I did feel a little bit like, you know, maybe like I feel like brands don't have to pile on to that pylon. Nobody has to pile on to the pylon. But did you see Wendy's tweeting?
Oh, yeah. Wendy's got a smart mouth. I filled out a complaint form.
To who? To who?
Some Katie Stan replied to it and was like, here's a feedback form to Wendy's. Let's have Adam.
Oh, God. The Katie cats are busy. Well, Wendy's tweeted, can we send
Wendy's
her back?
Wendy's tweeted three different things.
What did they tweet?
Wendy's had a smart mouth that day.
They said, can we send her back? Yeah. Well, it's not pleasant when Wendy's comes for you, but I don't know. Like, to me, all we're going to get out of that is next Super Bowl, we'll get a Wendy's and Katy Perry commercial. Katy eating, what the hell do they sell at Wendy's? What's the burger there? Mrs. Wendy.
a junior deluxe.
Sure. Katy eating a junior deluxe in space. here it is and there it goes. Can't wait to see it. All of this will be worked out with a check. Whatever.
Laughing all the way to the bank.
Laughing all the way to space.
So what do you think about J.D. Vance killing the Pope?
Okay, I'm ready to go there. So he saw the Pope. He went to the Pope. Let's talk about this Pope. I'm not really into Catholicism. Let's start there. I'm not really into religion. I'm not really into, you know, all of organized religion. You can be spiritual, and that's a wonderful thing. You can be connected to the source or God or whatever. That's a wonderful thing. You cannot be connected to it, and that's also a wonderful thing. Organized religion, messy boots, historically giving mess, historically corrupt city, historically it's cover up ville for rapists and people who steal your money and create mega churches and buy yachts and private planes and let's talk about that. With all that said, the Pope, everyone's saying that Pope was kind of lit.
That Pope had woke mind virus.
Well, it could happen to you. And he could say faggot. And he did. Remember a couple years ago, he said there's an air of faggotry to the Vatican because there were too many gay people at the Vatican. I felt that. I was like, damn, clock it, Mama T. Sis, the boots.
Well, didn't Gail King also just say faggotry?
Yes. Faggotry is trending.
Yep. So anyways, there's J.D. Vance forcing a meeting between himself and the Pope on Easter Sunday.
And the Pope died, what, 6 hours later?
I saw 4 hours and I saw 12 hours. Okay, I don't know which is the truth.
Less than a day later, the Pope dies.
You think that man wants to get dressed? He's on his deathbed. He wants to put on a robe and get pushed out to shake your hand?
I don't know. It's giving more kiss the Pope's ring. I feel like people are kissing that Pope's ring. You know about kissing the ring?
Yeah, I kiss the ring all the time. Ooh. I'm feeling righty roo-roo, Paul.
Girl, kissing the ring. It might kiss back.
Okay.
I'm talking about a butthole. Or you know about if somebody were to kiss the ring on your finger, what about kissing a toe ring? What if
Catholics are big into feet washing?
Oh, you're right. I did see that in the Judas video. Yes, 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 yes. Well, okay. So, what do you think happened? Do you think it was a poisoned apple that JD gave to the Pope? Do you think it was a little? Do you think he had poisoned poison lips, like poison ivy, and that? Well, I guess she didn't have poison lips. She had little lip covers so that she didn't get poisoned. I'm talking about Robin with poison ivy. Did they kiss J.D. Vance and the Pope? Well, no. Maybe it was poisonous lips. Poison. Did they touch hands? You could have a little something poisonous on your hand, and then you touch the Pope's palm and it soaks into the palm.
I don't know what else to say about this, so I'm just going to go with yes and.
So who knows how it happened, but we do know it was JD.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about Michelle Williams, meeting Michelle Williams?
Oh, my God. Me when I'm on drugs looking in the mirror.
Exactly. That's all I wanted to say is that Michelle Williams has met Michelle Williams.
And they were gagging. Right along. How had they not met each other before?
Well, that was like, you know, when B.O.B. and Haley from Paramore did that airplane song, they never met until the VMAs.
Bob?
And they had a song together.
Oh, well, a lot of songs by Paramore I never knew were by Paramore. I keep finding songs and I'm like, this is Paramore? Huh. Well, you know, I'm new into Paramore this year. I bought a Paramore shirt.
Oh, dang.
It says,
last topic.
It says Hayley Williams made me gay.
All right, last topic.
Did you see a new color just dropped?
No. Or save that for next week.
What do you mean? It's a jaw-dropping blue-green, and it can't be recreated on screens.
Damn, that's crazy.
Okay.
Did you hear?
So you're ready for your last topic.
Is it your new favorite color?
No, but it is. It's giving Baja Blast. Though
you can
they
just
say,
tell me about it and not link me.
They say it's baby. It's on the Discord. It's in the episode
new
topic ideas
dropped.
Channel. It's called.
Scientists say they discovered
Olo.
A new color.
Olo,
an intense blue green hue. Bitch, that looks teal.
So they say it can't be recreated on screens, and then they attach a picture of the color on my screen. So what's the truth?
It looks very teal. It looks very green sky blue.
It's Baja Blast.
All these articles are saying scientists found a new color and they're spelling it with a U. So I'm getting pissed off already.
I'm sorry. Okay, what was your last topic?
Can you believe the Oscars? Are now requiring voters to actually watch the movies to be allowed to vote in a category.
We have gone how many years? 100 years of the Oscars. I feel, unfortunately, retroactively, all Oscars are a little bit asterisk now. If that wasn't the rule for who wins an Oscar is that you have to be able to know who you're voting for, then I'm a little confused. Then it's just a popularity contest. It's just who do you know in the list / who do you want to win? And I'm not saying that it hasn't always been that and it can't still always be that because it probably will always be that. But not even requiring them to watch the movie before they vote, that's insane.
That's why the only trustworthy award show in town is the Billboard Music Awards because they base it on stats.
All right. All right. You mean the Queerties?
Well, the Queerties is open voting, but do they require the people to have seen the movies? No.
It's
a popularity contest.
You're right.
So apparently they're making it. Apparently there's like a login for Academy members where you just log in and you can stream the movies. How easy, how lazy are you to have not been watching these films?
In their defense, there are a lot of movies. But if you want to vote in the category, it's at most 10 movies or something. Yeah, you can figure out 10 movies if you want to vote in that category.
Yeah, 10 for Best Picture, 5 for all the others.
Yeah, so I'm saying like it may be hard to vote for every single category in that way, but
Academy, listen up, Academy, if you'd like a new member, I would love to watch movies for free from the comfort of my own home.
Okay, get in there. Get in there, mama.
Bitch, where?
The login, Oscar.net.
All right.
Another successful day. Can you believe it?
Sorry that we're late.
I'm not that sorry.
See you.
I'm not that sorry. When I told Corey that we're going to have to push a day, I said, you know what? We're not curing cancer. Okay. Nobody's waiting with bated breath being like, if I don't get it when I need to get it, I'm going to croak.
Are you kidding?
Maybe that's why the Pope died.
There are Tuesday morning girlies who listen to us on their commute and they were deprived. Because you know they went and listened to Let's podcast be weird.
Well, I did wake up to a tweet from Tori asking, no new psychobabble this week. Tori.
All right, Tori.
My bad.
Here it comes.
Here it comes. Get into it, girly pop. Get into it.
Tyler is sorry.
No, I never said that.
Tyler says you'll live.
I say you'll live, and here you are, and you listened, and you're still alive. And so, Tori, tell me what you thought. Corey, where can people find you? And you can find me waiting for Tori's reply. Tori, get in here.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.